Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Mike, how'd the show low?
Is this you, Mike? Are you talking to Dolores?
Yeah, is this Dolores?
Yes.
We are, in fact, talking to each other. How are you doing?
I'm in the hospital, honey.
Oh, what happened? No. Did you bring a hip?
I had chest pains on Friday.
Oh, what happened? What happened over the weekend?
Well, I have been having a lot of stress in my life with my brother and all this BS ever since my brother-in-law died and I was caregiving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a total ass wipe.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Ass wipe.
Okay. And, all right. Finish it.
Next thing I know, it was the 19th of July and I was in the hospital for anxiety. They kept me 6 hours. Then the 31st, I had these chest pains and it was pouring rain. I drove myself to the hospital, and now you're supposed to drive in the rain because of the left eye. Next thing I know, I'm in ankle-deep water, walking to the entrance of the emergency, and park my car in the expectant mother's spot.
Oh, you must look like a crazy woman walking in there with your...
No, I have such a fat stomach, they thought I was pregnant anyhow. But anyway...
That's against medical science. Okay, so are you okay now? What's going on?
I'm supposed to be leaving today, but God only knows because I had an episode like 2 days ago before the stress test.
Yeah.
And I couldn't talk, Mike. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything.
You better start getting your affairs in order, Dolores.
I'm telling you, if I could find an affair, I'd be all right, but I can't find it.
You might want to have them check you for cancer, too, while you're in there.
Oh, my God.
I had so much fun with the cardiologist. He said, I can't wait to get her out of here. He said, before you go, give me back my balls, because I was squeezing the balls to get the
blood. Oh, the stress one. Yeah.
And I had to get 125. So I couldn't get to 125. So he said, start kicking your legs. So I kicked my legs up. And I said, listen, if I knew I was going to do this in front of you, I would have worn my granny panties.
Wow.
I said, don't be telling me to kick up my legs.
Is everybody else
but
aroused?
Yeah.
I'm fully aroused right now.
I didn't know what the hell was coming out of my mouth next, but the whole place was in an uproar.
I need to ask you a couple of serious questions. Do you have are you sitting on a fortune? Like, do you have a lot of money at home or anything like that you can leave me in a will?
I can leave you more than a little baby.
No, I'm talking about after you're gone.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about before I'm gone, I want to give you...
No, yeah, I know.
Is that part of the deal?
Whoa!
I want to give you something material, nothing physical.
Yeah.
Just material.
That's what I need.
I respect your marriage.
Oh, forget that. If you were loaded and I told my wife, hey, I got to bang this old coot, but she's got a ton of money to leave us.
No. You got the wrong gal.
Oh, man. Well, look, I hope you're feeling better. You sound like you're doing good.
Mike, tell Carmen I still love her, even though she still grits her teeth at me.
Carmen, why are you gritting your teeth at Dolores? She may not be here much longer.
Because she doesn't tell me what she wants to talk about.
She likes to make it a surprise.
Carmen, you're causing her stress.
She give me a chance to say a freaking word.
I ask you what your name is and what do you want to talk about. That's all you got to tell me. And you try to have many conversations with me, but I can't say anything.
Right, because I love you, you
idiot.
Well,
thank
you. That was a love, idiot.
Well,
that was a love.
Oh. Well, I hate you, so.
Oh. Don't be mean to Dolores.
Have fun in the hospital.
Oh, my
Stay there for
not
some time.
Be mean to me, because next time, you know what I did?
You're not coming out?
What did you do?
I fooled both of you. Remember when I talked like a man?
Yeah. Clinton.
Didn't fool me.
I remember.
She called me Clinton.
Clinton.
Clinton. That's your name. That's what you said your name was.
No, it's Clinton. It's Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Clinton.
All right. Well, I hope you feel better, Dolores.
I do, darling.
I hope you never get out of the hospital.
Don't be mean to her.
She's being mean to me. I can't take it. Yes. I don't care. Don't be mean to me.
She's under a lot of stress. She's in the hospital. She's grabbing balls.
Grab some more.
I threw the balls at him because he wouldn't give them to me when I left.
Yeah.
Dirty old
He said,
pervert.
I can give you smaller ones, but it would hurt.
All right, Dolores, call us when you sprung.
Listen,
yeah.
Jeff promised to call me. He never did. I was supposed to spend an afternoon with you guys.
Who did?
Seth from Drew Garabo.
Who the hell's Jeff?
Seth.
Oh, Seth.
S as in solo,
E as in Edward, T as in Tom, H as in Homo.
Homo. I will leave a note for him to call you.
No, not Homo. Yes, darling, he's supposed to call me.
You sound like you're trying to start an Edsel engine when you cough.
I'm starting
a
what?
Like a diesel that hasn't started in 20 years. All right, I got to go, Dolores. Good luck to you.
But they don't let me out too often. Bye.
Good, bye. There you go. God. Man. She's a sweet lady.
Oh, Dolores. Yeah.
Carmen, why do you hate her?
Pervert. Because.
Pervert.
She's a pervert.
Carmen, you're ruining my one thing that I want. I just want one person in the 20-something years I've been doing radio in this market,
mm-hmm.
one person to die and leave me some stuff. Okay. Is that so much to ask?
No, but I doubt
you know
Dolores
how many people
anything.
Come up to me and you know how many emails? I got an email the other day from a guy. Things are going really bad right now. My wife left me. I haven't seen my kids in 6 months. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm a working man. I got to get up more. And you're the only thing that gets me through my morning. I get a lot of those emails. It makes me feel very nice. So would it hurt one person to say, by the way, my family didn't love me. They didn't give me enough attention. And I felt kind of lonely. You, even though we didn't meet, have become like my friend on the radio. And for years, I wake up getting to hear my friend. You've been a really good friend to me. And I just found out I'm going to die on Tuesday and leave you $10 million. Is that ever, can't that happen?
Never going to happen.
I think $2 million.
Yeah. Never going to happen. And B, someone already left you something. The old guy left you his hat.
Dr. Conley. And he didn't leave me his hat. His sons gave me his hat out of respect.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Your dream is fulfilled.
Can I tell you, you just wrote a movie script?
Yeah.
When they said to me, there's some people in the lobby. Dr. Conley left you something. And I was like, oh, God, I'm rich. He left all the irony that he left all his money to a white guy. And when I went out there, they were like, just here's a hat.
There was a guy that's super rich, and he listened to your show every morning whenever he got up to do his stuff. But he had a lot of money, and he had a lot of land, and he left you his zoo. The movie's called Morning Zoo. Boom! That's the best ever. Trademark.
I can keep all the money, but I've got to operate the zoo.
You have to. You have to operate the zoo for at least 1 year, and then you get the rest of the money.
And you do the show, the radio show, from the zoo.
Yeah. Oh, man. Me and the animals.
Yeah.
Me and a bird, Tookie Tookie.
Tookie Tookie. I don't know what animal is.
Galvin's been replaced by Tookie.
Or just a bear.
Morning Zoo. Morning. Galvin's a mean one. In the beginning, but you turn around at the end.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning, he's like, I'm not doing my show from a goddamn zoo. I'm an artist.
Because the animals teach me.
Yeah, they teach you how to love.
They greet you at your car, and you're always waving them off. Then one flies out and gives you an umbrella in the rain. You're like, all right, maybe the animals aren't so bad.
Because I'm a stupid gorilla. But then the gorilla saves me from something.
Does he also talk like Nick Nolte?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy.
Oh, man. Morning Zoo.
Morning Zoo.
That's great.
Seriously, there's somebody listening out there.
That owns the zoo.
Yeah. That has no, they have no family.
Right.
Like, what if that guy lives in the van that calls all the time? What if it turned out he's actually
Teddy.
A millionaire?
Teddy gives me the money.
That's fine. You can have it. But I mean, one of us. Carmen doesn't get anything because she was like, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. That's fine. Because I highly doubt anyone is going to leave you anything that I want. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you're out?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah. There could be somebody. There could be a former Buccaneer. There could be a Tampa businessman. I never liked radio until that young kid. That could young be. Whippersnapper Mike Calvin.
What's his name? The light of pegs. What's his name?
He can't die. He's loaded and he's young.
Maybe he does, though.
Yeah, he has family. He has kids.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone who listens has kids and family and stuff like that.
No, not everybody. There's people you don't know in Sarasota listening to this show right now, Ringling Cousins, sitting on all that money. That they got kicked out of the family.
So they don't have any money.
No, they do. They get to take their piece of the fortune with them, but because they were gay, the family didn't like them or whatever.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to think of scenarios. Yeah. Back in the 60s, we had a feeling that he was a little fruity, so we kicked him out of the family.
Yeah.
So he's been living in a townhouse. He doesn't go out anymore. He goes out. It's just him and his dog.
He's got cancer.
And ever since the dog died, I'm the only consistent thing in his life every day. And now he knows that his days are coming to an end, and he wants to share his fortune with me so that I can take care of my kids.
Give me the zoo.
No, but everyone knows that you're well off by yourself.
I'm not. Stop trying to make out like I'm rich. I'm not rich. I can accept people's millions.
Gifts, okay.
On top of your own.
No. You have a horrible image of me.
I do not. How is that horrible? I think you're well off because you have a very successful radio show and you've been doing this for a very long time.
So then why don't you call me your king? If you already think of me as your king.
Because it's just dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.